This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution. And that's what we'll be.
Well, I would say that EDC stands for Every Draft Counts because we never have any money. We're always up against the cap, and our job is really to find the best talent we can here. We have 11 picks, I think, this year. You know, we're going to try and retain some of our guys. We do have some free agents, not quite as many as last year, but we definitely have some tough decisions to make. In saying that, looking at our team, we would have the majority of the team coming back this year, which is exciting based on the season we just had. With a great opportunity to improve, you know, via the draft. I think it's a good draft with quality players in every round. And I would expect us to have a very good team on the field next year.
So you heard a couple of Eric DaCosta cuts. The first was at the end of season press conference, and the second was with Peter Schrager on the field at the Combine on NFL Network. And our expectations for this week, let's face it, the Ravens are not, they're not a team that ever makes, they're not going to do what the Vikings are doing or what the Panthers are doing, what the Patriots are doing. That's just not their modus operandi. But I'm trying to remember a year where they've been this quiet because there's usually something. But other than Ronnie Stanley, which was done before we got to the legal tampering period, which remember the new league year starts tomorrow, Jason, they've done nothing so far.
Well, look, yeah, the Stanley thing is huge. And whatever, look, whether they do something with Lamar or don't do something with Lamar, and we'll talk about him at length in the next segment throughout the show, mm-hmm. That's to me as huge as anything. Like, if you do nothing, boy, you run the risk of, at the end of next season, paying even more freight, having even more future cap issues, him having even more leverage with that $74 million cap hit now hanging right over your head. And if you do something, yeah, it's going to cost you, but these are the problems you want to have. It's part of the beautiful thing about having not just a franchise quarterback, but one of the best quarterbacks in the history of this game.
He's a legit top three guy in the league right now, right? Him, Mahomes, Allen. It's like
he might go down as a legit top three guy in the league.
Yes,
ever.
Yes,
top five, whatever, top six. That's the trajectory he's on. We know they don't want to do a whole lot. I get that. I will continue to look at people like Hassan Reddick and say, why that should not be too rich for their blood.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, $12 million should be that should be striking distance for them. That should be what they're looking at. You know, I mean, honestly, what Khalil Mack went back to the Chargers for?
18.
I mean, create voidable years, do whatever you want to get the cap number down. But like, $1 million a game for Khalil Mack. Like, and then the playoffs are free. That should be within range.
Hey, since you brought up voidable years, the Stanley terms have come out, and there's three voidable years on Stanley's deal, which his cap hit this year, I think, is 5.8.
Yeah, because they got like an option bonus, I think, the next year. So they're doing everything they can to maximize.
Which none of that is rocket science. None of that is particularly ingenious. It's Econ 101 in the NFL.
Yeah, and to be fair, they have been using voidable years. Yes. I remember when the day you were out, Ken, I think they were 11th in cap dollars tied up in voidable years heading into this offseason. And
we've got some breaking news.
I guess we got some
Frankie the Wonder.
Oh,
Frankie the Wonder Pop.
Is that Bruce
My
Pearl?
My man. Oh.
Is that Bruce Pearl? I got the Aubrey shirt on.
Yeah, that's what I said. Is that Bruce Pearl? Yeah. Oh, man. Sunshine's here.
Sunshine is here. I guess Frankie the Wonder Pup is finally in studio. God, I love that dog.
Jimmy, don't get too excited yet because we got like 3 minutes till we go to break, so we'll talk to you in the second segment. But like, yeah. Get yourself comfortable, make yourself at home. But we don't want to get too off the clock as we're just starting. But
Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie's wandering the room.
Frankie, the world is your oyster.
He's here. He's here. And he's a
little dog. Is he barking?
He was.
Come on, Frankie.
Ago.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the pup. But like, I just saw something. I think it was Jameson Hensley talking about like, the game they like to play, because not only do they like not like to spend, they don't like to give up their comp pick formula. So yeah. Guys like a Leonard Floyd who got cut today, guys like a Cooper Kupp who got cut, like those guys aren't subject to comp pick formula. They're more attracted to guys like that.
Which is fine, but there's a reason that those guys are still on the street that late for it not to impact your equation if we're waiting till post May 15th, whatever that day is. And, you know, some guys just hit the market. They're not all cut. So
you've had what, four or five guys sign elsewhere? I get it. Not all of them are going to qualify for a comp pick, but I know the Brandon Stevens, the McCary, they're like a four or five line. Do you need to
how
max out
how many comp
every
picks
year?
Turn into difference making players?
Do you need like, to max like, it out?
How about getting a better pass rusher than anybody on your roster right now and doing it between the 12 to 16 to $18 million range? I don't think that should be an impossible ask.
You're getting four for this upcoming draft. Do you need another four? Yeah, maybe
their
next
argument
year it could
be
one
and,
or two.
And I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think their position is the more swings I get, the more chances
I'm with
I have.
I'm with
and they, like we talked about the other day, I think the comp pick formula came into play 2 years before the Ravens came into existence.
Yes.
Yet they have had the most comp picks in the history of the league.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what they like.
A wide margin, too.
Look. I think that Hassan Reddick's the kind of swing that they should be making.
Yeah,
and I'm
agree.
Not sure who else is going to come in at what price range. And some of these guys have longer injury histories than others. But I would like to see them do something like that. I think something like that happening this week, not in June or July or, you know, Van Noy in October a few years ago or whatever. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see that be something close to a priority. Look at Kyle Van Noy. That should be the selling point.
Yeah.
He came here. He turned his career around. Look at Clowney. Came here 1 year. Boom. Got paid somewhere else. Like, we can do that for you, and yes. You can win a lot of games here, and we might win a ring together.
Reddick was one of the multiple names we brought up in terms of pass rusher. I've been beating the drum for Justin Simmons, and that would be a lot less than what Hassan Reddick would get, and I think it makes a ton of sense and would give this defense a lot more flexibility for Zach Orr.
We have a huge Tuesday show today. We get started. Jimmy Patrick's going to join us next segment. We'll talk a lot of college
and Frankie
basketball.
And Frankie the
Wonder Pup. Frankie will talk college basketball
Frankie.
As well. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. We'll get his thoughts on their silence so far at 3 o'clock. Our weekly chat with our friend Rita Hubbard talking Ravens and Orioles with her at 4. The Wizard, Walt Williams. We'll get his thoughts on the Terps at 4:30. And then Buck Showalter, former Orioles manager. Talk some baseball with 5:30.
Yeah, a lot to get to. O's, Jackson Holliday playing some short. Gunnar Henderson starting to swing a bat. Jorge Mateo. I told you, get ready for Jorge Mateo to be ready way sooner than we thought. That's going on. Nobody got hurt today that I know of. Batista, that did not quite look like Higante to me.
Velocity was up a little.
At the end, it wasn't for a while, and he got hit pretty hard. I have a feeling he's not going to be here. Opening day, or if he is, it's in a very sort of clustered role. And man, rough night for Metalson Tigers last night.
Yeah, we'll get to that. They can't get over the hump, Jason.
Delaware.
And not the Campbell humps.
I mean, yeah, I think they would have fared well against the Campbell. Ran out of steam, but Delaware did nothing their final season in the CAA regular season. Towson beat them easily both times. That was their fourth game in four nights. They're leaving the conference. It's your last time to get at them, and they send you home after a 17-2 conference record. That
hurts.
That sucks.
Well, coming up next, Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos. We'll talk Terps. We'll talk Towson. That's next here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.